Fire away, you're saying.
Yes, it's a joy again, you know. Foolish.
We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread. Hopefully everyone is doing good. Good things for everybody supporting the thing from those times till now. Also, new stuff coming from Conscious Tea, so definitely look out for that. And also, there's an album from this brethren here.
Yeah, the R&P, the one, Artashi.
EP, I want to clear the ear. You want to tell the people something about it?
Yeah, the EP is called Disrupting the Status Quo, released in November 26 on the Red Red Music Group label, distributed by Tuff Gong International. So, straight jive, man.
The great Tuff Gong. What a connection, Red Red and Tuff Gong. So, definitely looking forward to it. And we'll see how it work out when it releases still. See? All right, Fire, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, we are talking about something where I go disrupt a lot of people, daily habits and meditation. See? So, we are say, Black people, as true African people overall, globally, has chosen religion over unity. And we see that evident all across the whole stratosphere or anything we want to think about. If in a social environment, a digital environment, any environment, realize that the people them put them religious wants. That's what I say, over unification upon a whole. That's how I always tell them from get-go, say, you see, this thing called unity is what we're supposed to strive towards. But instead, we are trying to strive towards uniformity. And that's why we're not reached the heights we're supposed to reach. So that reason I got to be both.
All right. And first thing I do want to say is that Christianity has grown tremendously, especially in Africa over the last 100 years. Like really, really, really big. And I take it that one of the main reasons is that, you know how like the colonizers always want to replicate the behaviors of the colonizer? And even though it's not forced on you directly, those who do practice it in our positions of power, I guess that would be the default to replicate that, because in turn you would be more refined, more prestigious, more white at the end of the day, you know, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. And yes, we have to also acknowledge what this religion thing is just a thing people adopt and they don't think about it. You're raised in a certain household. A lot of parents put a guilt trip on the kids if you don't follow what they follow, even though they themselves never followed it. And that's why it kind of continues without actually practicing it or researching it, which I think is irresponsible to a certain extent. Because how can you commit to something that supposedly is supposed to bring salvation to you or damnation, and yet you don't know anything about it, especially the historical context, you know? And one more thing I want to add, too. And I remember reading a study a while ago, even though African-Americans in America now, not other countries in America, they will attend church more. Listen to this, right? The African-Americans will attend church more. Caribbean people will read the Bible more than attend church in America.
But it crazy still, you know, if you even think about how the Caribbean population set up and how churches even take over the whole Caribbean scope, it's almost ludicrous if you think about it. The fact say them supposed to lean towards religion for solve them problems, religion for give them hope and direction, and supposed God for give them the strength where them need and make everything all right. But these are the most religious places and religious regions, yet still, them have the most crime. Them have the most hate. Them always have the talk of this talk of bad mind. Them have so much segregation amongst themselves. So what are the churches doing for you? Like, check, all right, to the levels where them dig deep in religious thought processes. Them are talk about in Jamaica, for instance, where we see the crime rate. So I one of the highest crime rate in the world, murder rate, I should say, in particular, in the world. We see these people mentioning that they have one solution that they want to implement from time to time, and it's called divine intervention. Can this divine intervention stop the crime that is going on? So it's basically them come out of them human self and looking towards religion again to solve this murder rate instead of just dealing with the whole conflict interest and all of these things, trying to figure out how to solve them problems through direct unity. Them turn towards religion and the old divine intervention to see if to stop crime.
Well, one of the things is some people too spiritual. They don't want to hear it, but they too spiritual, fire, and they're not dealing with the practicality of stuff, right? And I will ask a person now, if you've been praying and it's changed stuff in your environment or changed stuff in policy or anything, continue to pray, right? But the people I know that pray, it don't really change nothing in their life too tough. So I don't really see it as no good activity to bring about change, right? Then the next all right, we spoke about it before, right? But the undercurrent of everything is just no accountability, because remember, if I pray to an outside being or outside force that's going to take care of everything, if I ain't supposed to do nothing. Then if nothing don't take place, it don't have nothing to do with me. He or she, whatever you want to identify the God is just not ready to do it. So who am I to go force God's hand on what God want to do? You just check the psychology. So it's like they checked out a life, and it's just a crutch. It really is, because how can a man say, I've seen people, if I have heard craziness in my life, yo, because remember, I went to a Pentecostal church for a little bit, would be a holiness church, Holy Ghost, people dropping out, praying all day. Remember, the pastor don't say nothing. So it's not like he give you any advice on a Sunday. It's really introduction. It's just introduction. Where you do like a altar call, offering. Then like an excitement, like a stress relief party, I would call it, for like 15, 20 minutes. Then it'd be done. You know, and the whole dynamic of church has nothing to do with spirituality, the competition, the dressing, the carrying the news, the whoring, you know, and all those other, the abuse. We got to acknowledge the physical, mental, and sexual abuse, which is humongous in church. But for whatever reason, people don't acknowledge it. And it's not just the Catholic Church. I think we need to get away from that, where it's just, oh, the Catholic priest is the molester. No, a lot of, I'm not going to say majority, but there's a lot of sexual abuse that takes place in these churches that people look the other way because the person is a deacon, the person is a pastor, you know? So it's just like, go back to what I was saying, man. This whole notion of you not being active or you not doing anything and things changing is absurd, you know? It's absurd, it's irresponsible, and it's escapism. And we don't have a good track record with it. It's not like people have been praying and stuff. Fire, what has changed? You're a man that knows history. What has really changed in America, you know, for Black people? I know people don't like when you say this, right? Because they want to pick one. Remember, there's over 30-something million Black people in this country, right? And they'll literally pick five people who are doing something. And that five, which isn't anywhere near a millionth of a 1%, is supposed to be the standard everybody else is supposed to meet because they did it for whatever reason. Everyone else. So you tell me, as a knowledgeable man, tell me the things that have changed for Black people from, say, the 60s till now, especially for all my people that have been praying.
No, not all that change. It just the way how it presented in front of them changed. So now them can, as we said, them put through a one person, then we say, okay, you have a Condoleezza Rice or somebody who is, you know, assisting all of this thing and making sure that the president is there. Then you have a Barack Obama who come talk pretty for them and tell them, say, oh, my people, let all of these
sing.
And
don't forget to sing, because when the man sing the Al Green today, just capture him, yeah.
Then that man capture them with culture, you know. That's the same thing like where you have, like all a politician, like Andrew Oles in Jamaica, him just go wear clocks because he know the popular culture. But for stay, make sure we stay upon the real reasoning there. It does show you, say, the people them get lost, nothing really changed, because overall we own less than 1% of the wealth within the country combined. You see me, I say? If you think about it technically, fire, but I don't even want the people them feel like they're just Black people and even Christianity we are talking about, you know, because if you bring it to even at the Eastern side of things and in the Asian side of things, you see certain Black people where they pan even them zone there, them use the whole Muslim tradition even segregate from them own brothers, because man, I tell you, say, if you don't see Allah as the Almighty, they say no, then you are doing the wrong thing, because Allah is the one true and one and only God. It's the same type of concept we see them use when it comes to even the Jewish things, then, because you have a lot of Black people who, even at Ethiopia, whatever they call the fallacious, but we know, so what I said, the beta Israeli, even them same way, them segregate from them one another, because if you're not deal with that, them don't see as a respectable person. So you have to think about it from how much corners them trap with religion to make a fight against yourself, not realizing, say, yo, You can still be a Jew and you can still be a Muslim and you can be a Christian even though we know enough of the historical apartheid flood.
No,
and we get to think together. Them not of that.
No, fire don't work like that. How you gonna have unity? How you gonna have unity with different groups when you have unity in Christianity? The Baptists don't hear nothing from no Pentecostal. The Anglican don't hear nothing from the Catholic. Episcopalian don't hear nothing from the Lutheran. Amongst Black people, fire. I think Baptists, you have different tier of Baptists. You have that Southern Baptist, and everybody kind of look down on each other.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you can't really have no unity across religions now. Then now we got to deal with the man who don't, because that's the next schism. If you're not seeing Jesus Christ, the man gonna tell you going to hell. The man that ain't trying to work with you is he just cut you off. You just your own family members. Remember, my house was one parent was Seventh-day Adventist. For those who don't know, they go to church on Saturday. The next person, they weren't really no church person like that, but when they did, they went on Sunday. So even religion divided my own house growing up. Because one side of the family, Seventh-day Adventist, and the next side of the family is Sunday. So Seventh-day Adventists got their own doctrine. Sunday going to hell. Sunday ain't trying to play Saturday, no mind. Because they, listen to this, this is funny. Instead of dealing with real issues, they there argue about what day is the Sabbath. That was a big conversation. And out here, people suffering. There's real things going on. They're concerned about the Sabbath. And I know Rastafari people don't view it as a religion and all that, but they're saying it's the same, what you want to call it, inter-conflict, or, you know, it's just the same arguing about nothing.
Be a joke thing, because watch, I don't know, if you really check it in a fire, when we think about this thing, normally, them say seven brothers, seven different minds, right? If we know say seven brothers, seven different minds, or seven sisters, seven different minds, then how we can expect, see, the same, this thing, from the same exact angle, at the same exact time, from the same exact perspective, and from the same thought process. We know that, you know, and yet still we expect this other person to come in our realm and think like how we think in our realm, when them are for them own shoes to put on to make sure that them can walk go where them are walk go. And we expect to see it from the same exact angle and then argue about these things while all of these policies get fly over our head. The government does come in and trick way. Then put all type of craziness in place to ensure that Black people stay at the bottom of the ladder. But these same Black people argue with themselves all the time and create segregation amongst themselves before them just unite and know say one strength of people power. We have a tear down room. And when we tear down room, every man go about them own way and do them own little thing. I would know, so generally speaking, we're protecting the environment and the space for African people.
I got a certain part I got to disagree. You know, I've been thinking about a lot, the whole concept of African unity. Reason being is this, right? And correct me if I'm wrong. Africa is a European concept, right? Like Africa, a collective piece of land. Because Africans had their different section on the continent, like you have indigenous people. We can't say united indigenous people, right? So, and because there's no unification in Europeans, there may be a unification in powerful Europeans. But in regards to the average European, there really is no unification. And they have their same mix up. I'm Irish, you're from England or other Eastern European countries. So I think that we have to redefine unity in the sense that we're more just open to working together than like this collective unity, because really different cultures in a sense. To start with.
So that's why we are saying ones that embrace everything in the car. Remember, you know, a man from over Kenya, seeing him now go, him and a man from over, all right, in Uganda, you have the Buganda Kingdom, seeing Buganda Kingdom. You see me, I say, I have the Kabaka over there, so I run a theme country. Seen and around our theme terrain. Then if you go cross Kenya now, you gotta have the Kikuyu. You see me I say? And you gotta have the field marshal them from Land and Freedom Army them over there. So who live in the bush. And them man that eat all them bush meat and deal with them whole heap of things and deal with them love and strength over there. So and then when you go cross to a different level now, you know. Remember saying now when we go to Bamsan say Monomotapa, which is Zimbabwe, same way. They might have different practice You see me, I say, we know that. You see me, I say, but the thing is, all of these people are collectively being oppressed. So the fact that they are collectively being oppressed, they should realize that the only way for you to rise up off this collective oppression is to join this thing as a collective entity or a collective alliance and a whole, ensure that this thing is evaded where we are being oppressed. Just like we have a NAFTA, North America Free Trade Alliance, basically the NAFTA come together and tell us, say, we're putting Mexico, United States of America, and Canada together for purposes of trade. So we know that. So we have to learn half of capitalism and learn half of structures where them implement and just take a thing and say, okay, if we come together as this thing, remember, you know, five companies run the whole globe or run the whole market, you know, and them come together as one, that's now a monopoly, and them control 100% market share. So we have to learn half of these things and the systems where the oppressor set in place. That's what the oppressor do to make sure that them they're on top. So we follow these things and learn half of these things. And even if we want our own culture within that, who cares about that? No, because you are going to always do something over the left and me do something over the right. But overall, we fighting against the oppressor, and that's a collective. Are you seeing me? I said, just from that standpoint.
Yeah, then. I don't want to stray too much from the spiritual thing, right? But I just want to add this in regards to, like, in order that to really manifest, one, people really want to have to want change. And also we have to, like, redefine. We have to, like, pick our own leaders, because it seems like, well, it doesn't seem, it is. Like, all the leaders for the last 100 years are just European. You know, raging and raging in mind. What I always say, like, people don't want the system to change. They just want their position in the system to change. But we will actually need people who want the system change, and those leaders will unite for the better of the group, right? And back to this, the spirituality now. There's a next group now that has a next fight. People who practice indigenous religious practices, right? Whether it's in Brazil, these South American countries, Central America, South Carolina, you know what I'm saying? That island near Jamaica, Haiti. It's just like, as long as you're doing anything with a hint of African, because if I African, let me tell you, African Americans really, and I'm saying this as a whole, you may have a small group who embrace their African ancestry, right? And who don't like it, it's just the reality. African Americans hate anything African fire. I remember I was playing reggae one time. This person referred to it as chicken shack music. You get what I'm saying? Because if it's not soul and blues or jazz, they don't want to hear it. They generally don't. That's why that Africa, it take a lot. It take a lot. If you see an African-American person wearing African clothes, right? They really on ice. It take a lot for them to put that on, yeah. Because damn near putting on a clown suit for a lot of them. They're not doing it. In fact, they're not doing it, yeah, because all they want is the latest European clothes. All they hear is a big problem for a lot of people, right? Just embracing your regular here is a big problem, especially for the women. Yeah, they could justify it and say what they want about this and that and all this fire. You don't like your natural hair. I heard every excuse. I heard I'm trying to protect my hair. This with the hair is every fight. Just like, I don't... Why are there so many cultures that just wear their natural hair then?
Yeah, but yours is just naturally harder to
do. Yeah, your hair is just so difficult to deal with. No, it's the perception of your hair and what you've been told about your hair. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. I know, like, Asian people perm their hair and certain little cultures do certain vibes, right? Yeah, but collectively, people not going through the modifications. Man, I've been places where 100% of the women got on weave, yo, and the weave long now, the weave past their knee. And it look foolish.
Yeah, man, them circus vibes, man.
It is what it is, you know, but it's every excuse, but it's just a vibe where it's just like, you know, anything to do with African connection, they want to stay far from it. They may do it for a week, trending. I remember they had the movie Black Panthers. That's more a trending vibe. That's not embracing the culture. That's more attention type vibe.
Yeah, God, I know it's funny how they even said that too, because you look on a prime example of everything we had there just a while ago. In regards to how the segregation from the African meditation, just like what you hear in Jamaica, you know, a country where filled with plague with crime. Jamaicans always are cautious of Haitians, seeing people from Haiti, because them say when Haitian people do voodoo and all of these things, and this is why Haiti is always facing so much natural disaster and so much attack from the colonizers. But little do they know that them have a more African culture than you. And you even were doing, you are doing more wrongs than these people in a European fashion. You are following European concepts and doing more wrongs. And yet still you look at somebody doing even less wrongs than you. And because they are even associated or affiliated with the African movement in regards to religion, you look down upon them. And the fact that they not even know, so the majority of the Asian population is Roman Catholic, you know. So they not even know them thing, they know. So you see, if you even teach them things there, them would even laugh after themselves just to show you how disunified they are.
Big time. And people don't understand the last conqueror in the religion that's in the country. You know, it's just whoever was there last, that's the religion that the people would follow and the language, right? Another thing I wanted to mention is this whole vibe where it's like, I guess a question we do have to ask though, right? Is the religion that people are practicing, that the people are fighting over, heightening their moral? And I know someone says, oh, it's morality and this and that. The moral standard that we've been given, like the idea of morality that we have, is it helping people become a better person? Is it helping you become a more ambitious person? Is it helping you become a more courageous person? Is it helping you have more grit? Is it helping you be a better parent, a better child, a better friend? You know, is it helping you add to the world? And if the answer is yes, fire, keep doing your thing. And if the answer is no, you need to reevaluate that, and you need to be open to other people who have reached that heights without religion. And instead of chastising them, you need to reason with them, observe what they're doing, and adopt those behaviors. Because it's like, you know what it is? It's another thing too. It's like, because we're talking about oppressed people, right? Black people, people African ancestry. It's like, they want to get anything where they just like kind of have any type of power. It's like abuse in a sense. It's really like abuse. It's like you got a slave on the plantation. They got a new position now of some authority. And I think the religion gives them authority. I'm no longer scum. I'm no longer dirty. I'm no longer black. I'm a Christian. And that's the next thing too, fire. People identify with the religion more than the ethnicity or the heritage.
Yeah, man. Then check Jamaica have the most churches. And I'm using Jamaica as a prime example because it's a very religious nation, but it's a very violent nation at the same time. So we always use them as a model example, as a youth coming up, to show you that these things are just some joke things for you. Because if we really use this concept of religion for you, to belittle ourselves and get rid of every Jamaica have an anti-African culture, are you still? Heavy Christian culture, that means Christianity is now your new identity and your new clothes. You take away from yourself. So my statement before me even leave to it would have just be tell one, say, oh, just see the God where you are worship. Try to see that God in your brother and your sister and see how your life changed and see how their life changed. When you see God in your brothers and sisters, then ultimately now, you will start to get in all different lights and all different manner, and these so-called prayers will become effective. But if you don't do that, they will never be effective. Believe
well,
I.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to bring in no other religions. I'm just going to deal with Christianity. I can tell what Christianity does have in common in regards to Black people, Africa, America, South America, the Caribbean. Mediocrity. Man, no ambition, you know. Your Bridging was on here, Reverend Chisholm, and said one of the biggest things they have is that it's not no fiery Jesus they're dealing with. It's a passive and talk and don't do nothing. Especially it's like I was reasoning with one the other day about the whole church vibe, right? He's like, well, the pastor, you know, hustling this and that. But I said, hold on, fire. Somebody been going there 15, 20 years and still giving this man money. Am I going to blame the pastor? If you're foolish enough to fund this man's lifestyle, you're not getting nothing from it. This man pulling out in the Benz and you at the bus stop in the cold. Who's the fool? If I go to this place every day, I mean every week, for years and you're in the same position in your life. So it's like, who's, you get what I'm saying? At some point, it's just like,
you're
you
not tell me enough fire. Yeah, tell you, say, I garrison me grew up in a fire. You see, which part me grew up every church culture. I say, now for my auntie, them and grandaunt, them and cousin, them, every other day, them go church and go
struggling
pray.
Struggling and suffering in life.
And them struggling and suffering. But you see, even beyond the struggling and sufferings, when time them come home, hear some cussing, them wake you up with cursing in the morning, them quarrel and fight amongst each other every day, them fighting at the night, them the ghetto vibes, as we are talking about the whole concept of mentality and breed. The last one, it spill over too, because even these places are filled with the most religious people, but yet still what? Check the way how them live amongst themselves.
Most of the politicians Christians.
Not most, practically all, because them straight to a Christian nation, if you think about it.
But then what are the person going to say? Well, you know, they identify themselves as Christians, but they're not real practitioners of Christians. It's always an excuse for you. But the gist of the thing is that I think people need to more deal with people on a human level and just be open to them as a person, right? Don't cut people off because a person. Fire, I talk to everybody, Fire. So I talk to Muslim brother, I talk to Christian brother, I talk to everybody, because especially those, some people are like fundamentalists. They don't hear nothing. They can't even reason, right?
No, we can't deviate once.
Nah, I can't deviate.
I'm close-minded.
You know, I really respect a person, especially if I see a man really dealing with the thing on ice. I do respect it. I may not believe in your beliefs, but I respect your commitment to your beliefs.
Discipline.
Yeah, the discipline, you know. But I think people need to kind of be more. First of all, you need to, whatever you're practicing, you need to really practice. You need to be that exemplification of what people are supposed to have, right? And the next thing too is like, you need to stop categorizing every single person that you're not dealing with nobody. You know, the Christian not dealing with the Muslim person, the Jamaican don't want to talk to the African American, the African American don't want to talk to the African don't want to talk to the Asian. And it's just a ball of confusion. Now, I want to make clear, it's like that with Europeans too. So I'm not saying it's something, but you know, we're not in a position for those things, right? To move forward. We don't have no time for those things. We need more of a unification, you know?
And them create collectives towards them benefit. Yeah, and that again, regardless of the intention, these collectives are created towards benefit, because if NAFTA is not there, then again, they won't have these pipelines for them to carry out their so-called wrongs amongst this particular agreement and enforce them power. You see me, I say, again, if the G20 is not there, the G7 is not there, yes, I mean, I said them can't get a combine as them world group and these superpowers. And if the UN is not there, them can't get to enforce all of these international laws and all of these. IMF is not there, they can't get to keep the other countries in poverty. So they create collectives overall so they can keep the oppression. We have to learn.
And I want to say one more before we go, Fire. One more wicked thing I'm kind of tired of hearing is that because people gave up on life, they were this whole heaven business, like, so you get this time, you have this opportunity, this unique experience on earth, and because you're scared and broken and gave up, you don't want to do nothing and everything with heaven and heavenness. If I stop telling people that, you know, stop telling your children that, you're breeding a generation of losers, that don't have no fight in them, and they're just sitting around tarrying. That's the term, I think that's the proper term, tarrying. They're tarrying for God knows what, Even if a man really believe if I do something with your life on earth, So I'm sitting around wasting time talking about people all day. That's all they do. Sit around and talk about people, and carry news. Idol. You know, why they world crumbling. So if I would give thanks for the reason, truly appreciate everybody been supporting Baldhead and the Dread. We were supposed to do an anniversary like damn near right 12 months ago. So if we remember, we spoke about it, right? But we didn't remember to do it. So, but we really, truly appreciate everybody been tuning in, listening. We love all the feedback, and we're just looking forward to it next year. And maybe we'll put together a special episode where it kind of be an anniversary vibe or something. If we remember, Fire, he's busy, I'm busy. And when we get time, we just try to touch the episode for the people,
But we have to do something for the people, and I'll make them get a nice presentation.
A nice vibe. And also look out for the Brethren EP there. I'm familiar with most of the songs. Only song, I heard you sing it live, Many Rivers, but I never heard the recording. So I'm looking forward to that too. And also, So, and we also have some other stuff coming out too. you'll definitely be impressed with. All right. So we give thanks for all the strength and all the support.
Yes, sir.